Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, November 19th, 2021. Did I say UPR and radio? If not, I will say it again. So tonight, we are going to do a show on nuclear. Now, it is the 12th anniversary week of Fukushima, Japan, having their nuclear accident, and nothing's happened. Nothing. Zero. Nothing stopped it. It's leaking into the air. It's leaking into the water, into the ground, into the food supply. It's gone around the world more than 12 times, and nobody talks about it, do they? What governments talks about Fukushima and radiation and radiation leaks? Nobody. Who talks about nuclear industry? Other than they want to give them money, but nobody. So we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to give you a little bit of nuclear news, share with you some tips on how to cleanse and try to keep, you know, a lot of radiation out of your body. And 10 cities that have the highest radiation in the United States, I'm going to share that. And before I jump into that real quick, I wanted to share my book. Just got this today. I'm so excited. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one of my heroes. Yeah. So I would recommend this book. It'll expose a lot. It's very detailed and he's speaking truth. So I hope you get your copy. All right. Whew. So let's get into a little bit of nuclear news. And you know, this is not one of my happier shows. It does not bring me joy to bring this out. But nobody else is talking about it. And if you forget and all you think is virus, 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 and not radiation, you're not protecting yourself completely. So I will get into that. But let's get into a little bit of nuclear news. And guys, you know, it doesn't matter where you live, you are all getting zapped with high radiation on the planet. And all nuclear reactors leak, okay? You've got Russia and the Netherlands and everywhere. The United States, all nuclear reactors leak. And I'm sure you didn't know this fun fact is that they're all allowed, especially in the United States, to release a certain amount of radiation into the air. Doesn't that give you warm fuzzies? Not me. All right. I know. This is not a warm fuzzy show for me. Alrighty, okay, so this is from the Nuclear Information and Resource Service. A sneaky provision in the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill would improperly authorize the opening of nuclear waste sites that are currently prohibited under federal law. So everyone in the United States, you need to take action, tell your congressmen, no backdoor authorization of illegal nuclear waste dumps. This backdoor provision would trigger a dangerous, unnecessary, decades-long, massive, high-level nuclear power waste transport campaign through 44 states and 75% of congressional districts. Now, let me, if you didn't understand what I just said, they literally transport high-level nuclear power waste through 44 states in the United States. They don't tell anybody. They don't label it on the trucks. And if the trucks leak and you happen to go by it, you just got zapped with high radiation and you will never know where it came from and why you got that cancer. So, you know, they want to keep sending these high-level, dangerous, high-level nuclear power waste through the 44 states, 75% of the congressional districts, threatening densely populated cities and productive farmland by authorizing illegal nuclear waste dumps. Section 308 violates consent-based sitting process and environmental justice principles. So don't let Congress undo critical environmental and public health protections from nuclear power waste. Call your senators and representatives and Congress today and demand they reject Section 308 of S2605. Now, this is also from the NIRS, Nuclear Information and Research Service. Now, breaking, this came in actually this morning. This morning, the House of Representatives passed the Build Back Better Act, which still includes over $35 billion in nuclear bailouts for corrupt corporations. Now the bill heads to the Senate, where we have one more chance to stop the nuclear bailout. Tell the Senate no nuclear subsidies in the Build Back Better Act. The BBBA is our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to invest in real climate solutions and environmental justice. Speak up and demand that your senators remove the nuclear subsidies once and for all and take action towards a just transition to 100% renewable energy, carbon-free and nuclear-free. So demand that your senators cancel the nuclear PTC and invest the Build Back Better Act dollars in a just transition to 100% renewable energy. You know, you think, but these guys are absolutely insane. Again, how many governments are actually, how many countries, how many governments, how many states, how many governors, how many presidents are even speaking about nuclear, or even bringing up Fukushima, or telling us, you know, hey, there's high radiation in the air, you might want to stay indoors today, or here is what you can do to help protect yourself. But, you know, there's not one word about it, is there? They don't care. Matter of fact, they don't care so badly that they've raised the radiation limits for humans. Like that's going to make a difference or make it better because they raised it, okay? Anything under 20 rads is bad. So now they're saying, just for example, hey, we can all take 60 rads and that's okay, but I'm sure it's a higher radiation. They've even changed the radiation level in the water system so they don't have to clean it up. I mean, these guys are insane. Moving on. I mean, really, you're dealing with nuclear, dealing with insane. Now, this is from one of my really favorite authors, and this is Bob Nichols. And he's Project Censored Award winner and Veterans Today columnist. And he really keeps track on the radiation. Now, what's really sad is Bob used to do the top 100 cities and their radiation counts. And now he only does 10, which is sad, but it just means it's really, really bad. So I'm going to read this. This is from Bob Nichols, and this is breaking exclusive. There is evidence someone is attacking the U.S. with deadly levels of radiation, and it's being covered up. Yeah. In prehistoric times, giant pterodactyls leisurely made the modern day Hanford, Washington to Billings, Montana run. They were bigger than a Piper Club today. I rarely run radiation projections, but this year's readings were looking a bit off. Why is Billings, Montana, so high? It's first place in the death sweepstakes year in, year out. Why do the deadly rads vary so much at the former Hanford nuclear reservation? When these private operators cranked up the U.S. fleet of reactors so they could make more money this cooling season, the numbers soared. Billings, Montana leaped to the top of the criminals list with a whopping annual. Now, anything under 20, over 20 is bad, okay? And I'm reading it. Okay, so Billings, Montana, their CPM list is 81,568,160. 100 million poison counts per year at Billings can't be far behind. All right, so what he does is he starts at the highest for the next 10, and he goes to the lowest. So the winner of, he says, with the highest RADs on the United States is Billings, Montana. And I'm just going to round off these numbers, okay? And it's at 70 million. Then there's Raleigh, North Carolina, and they're at 68 million. Under that is Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they're at 67 million. Augusta, Georgia, 66 million. Little Rock, Arkansas, 64 million. Worcester, Massachusetts, 59 million. New York City comes in at 58 million. Portland is at 58 million. And Fresno, California is at 55 million. Oops. I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty creepy. You know, we are definitely getting nuked, and how we are still alive is only by the grace of God. All right, I'm seeing if he has anything else I can pull up real quick. All right, total gamma radiation soars in America. Mr. President, the reactors throughout the country are deadly and deteriorating more every day. They all must be shut down immediately to start the required 5-year cooking off period. Don't let more people die unnecessarily, Mr. President. Yes, this is all quite insane. Use all your power and fix the radioactive sources, all of them. The reactor's records are screaming. They are in big trouble. Come on, President Biden, kill the reactors everywhere. Save American lives. Be bold. President Biden, kill the reactors dead. That was from Bob Nichols, and I have to admit, I really agree with him. All right, so moving along. Warm fuzzies yet? Okay. Now, knowing that we live in high radiation, and I have a lot of friends and families that are athletes, and you know, it really doesn't matter if you're an athlete or not, if you're health conscious, or even if you're not health conscious, this is information you probably should pay attention to. Now, I'm writing to all my friends because I know how health conscious you are. And I actually wrote this for my athletic friends. And being athletes, you work and train hard. If your heart starts to hurt, back off your training and take a short break until it calms down. Up front, the radiation can affect your heart. Being focused, you may not have paid much attention to the nuclear accident that happened in Japan about 12 years ago. The one that has not been fixed at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, so it has all been sending radiation into the water and air, unchecked for all these years. It just got worse, and there is even more radiation in the air at record levels. Do you have friends in all those cities that I just read off? Keep in mind, anything over 20 rads is bad. And at the time I wrote this, 7 years ago, all these cities had radiation counts of only 1,000, over 1,000. So in 7 years, we're up to in the millions. Now, I'm concerned about anyone who is outside, whether work or play, or, you know, athletes who work out a lot. Many of these people, including children in junior, senior high, are having heart attacks because radiation can weaken your heart. And we won't even get to talking about the, you know what. Just want to throw it out there. Cherry juice can strengthen your heart. Now, this is not the first time we've been nuked, and each generation has had DNA damage. So the kids being born are a lot more delicate than we were 50, 20, 70 years ago. You know, they're dying of heart attacks. Matter of fact, race horses are also dying of heart failure. Run like the wind and your heart too will explode. Now, there are a lot more things you can do for radiation cleanses, and you know, these are just a few. Hydrogen peroxide, I put that in my bath water, and you know what that does, it puts oxygen back into your body. And I call it, and actually if you Google it and look it up, it's called free oxygen therapy. I also buy large bags of salt and Epsom salt, baking soda to add to my bath water in addition to the peroxide for a really good cleanse. So this is a recipe I use. Now, 1 cup baking soda to at least 1 pound of salt. All right, you don't want any less, because if you use any less than that, your body is going to absorb water. So you can do 1 pound or more, and then it's going to start pulling off toxins. Oh, itchy eye. And then depending on how I feel, I put either to 1 pint or actually 1 full quart of hydrogen peroxide in the bathtub. And then, you know, have it as hot as you want, soak for as long as you want. You know, this is my mama bubble time. So I actually take a movie in with me. I get a really good cleanse. But also baking soda, you can also use that to wash your clothes with. It also will help neutralize some of the radiation. And in the bathtub, again, it pulls out toxins and aluminum with the salt. So if you don't have a tub, so you've only got a shower, and this really depends on how big you are. So I got a shower, and I got one of those, storage tubs, and it's about 2 feet by 3 feet. Thank God I'm only 5'4". I think I might have shrunk. I don't know. And I fill that up with water, and I put all that stuff in, and I'm still getting a cleanse. It's a little tight. I mean, if you're tall, you're screwed. You couldn't do this. I mean, don't. But if you're not too tall, you can get away with it. Now, if you can't do that. You can get a bucket and put, some of these ingredients in a proper proportion, in depending on how big your bucket is, and soak your feet and let all the toxins and all that stuff be pulled out through your feet. When you're done, throw it away off the property somewhere, okay? Because it's kind of toxic. All right. Now, the second thing is really awesome to have, if you can get it, is a reverse osmosis water purifier. Now, this method is used to clean water of radiation, and they've got some really cool water purifiers now. You've got some that make it alkaline for you, that put in all the minerals. I mean, and I hate to say Amazon, but they got some good deals on Amazon. It makes a difference when you're getting really clean water. And if you can get something that cleans the water and gives you brain bubble. Oh my God, it just went through me. I mean, I already mentioned it once. Okay. Oh wow. Okay, I'm gonna move on because God, sometimes when you get old, you lose things in your mind. Can I pull the old card? Yes. Okay. Now, if you've got the really clean water and it's in your own jug, you can also put a small rough piece of angelite in it. Angelite is minerals. And if your hair stops growing, you're missing minerals. All right, I'm 68, my hair is still growing. I'm happy. Okay. All right. Number three, take extra vitamins to be healthy, especially the vitamins that strengthen the heart for radiation, especially if you got a weak heart. Radiation affects all the muscles, and your heart is one of the biggest muscles in your body. So Google stuff. What's going to strengthen my heart? Figure out what vitamins and minerals you need to stay healthy. Now, one of the vitamins and minerals that I also added because of the you know what and viruses that are going around is glutathione and NAC, that's N-acetylcysteine. It's very good. It's something that we have naturally in our bodies, and it's really good to make sure that you have that proper level, because then you won't absorb any spike protein or any graphene might be hanging around that you may have picked up will be eliminated from your body. How cool! Yay! So I take about 10, 15 different vitamins and minerals, every day. Okay, and then buy extra, so you will have them on hand if you ever need them. I live on an island, and I have always learned to keep an extra supply because first off, I don't like going 40 miles to where it's the cheapest to buy. But man, I have been on the island when those barges don't come, and when the barges don't come, the shelves get empty. So that is not fun. So you want to make sure you're going to have what you need to keep your to stay healthy and your immune system up. Now, this is a natural antibiotic, and you can make a tea out of ginger root, turmeric, and you add a little dash of lemon juice, and then put in a little bit of horseradish. Now, the horseradish is really good for circulation and for the lungs. And the rest of it, again, you put them all together, and it's a natural antibiotic, and it's awesome for your immune system. All right, and of course, if you can eat organic as much as you can, and make effort to juice more. Also, be careful of rain and snow. And I know no one loves to hear this, but we live on a radiated planet. And if you don't think that the rain's not slightly radiated or that snow is really pure and clean now, I'm going to burst your bubble. It's not. Way back when we were young, all that stuff was clean and it was okay to play in. Then we segue till 12 years of Fukushima going off, the nuclear disaster in Japan that hasn't been stopped, along with all the other nuclear plants going off. So just, rain and snow are really not our friend. And you might want to, wear a raincoat when you go outside. And before you walk into the house, you leave your, clothes in a certain area and then wash them separate. Don't bring them inside. For those of you that fly, I'll bet how many of you ever thought that you are flying in super high radiation? I know, another bubble burster. And then to add to the drama, and I know you're really going to love this, but because of the high radiation, the planes actually have lost parts while they've been in air. Okay. And it's all due to radiation stress. Now, what's even worse is that pilots can also lose consciousness in flight. Again, too much radiation. And if you can imagine, if they've taken the you know what, how that is like a really bad cocktail that really can be harmful. So, it even makes you wonder if any of these people that fly planes really think about the radiation that they're flying in. I'll bet you they don't. Now, when I fly and I would wear a heavy duty chemical mask, and I would wear one way before this silly thing started happening, and we had to wear the, you know what. Because I learned that when I'm flying on the airplane, they weren't really doing their filters very well. So if I took a mask off and people thought I looked really weird, and even asked me why am I wearing it. Well, I found out that when I took my mask off to eat, my lungs would start filling up with fluid. So I put my mask back on after I was done eating, and because it was getting clean air again, my lungs cleared up. And really for me, that was a no-brainer. I would also wear, something long sleeve, put lots of coconut oil on my skin for protection. And nowadays, when I fly, oh my God, you got to have Faraday clothes, right? There's 5G out there just to make life a little bit more dramatic for us. So you're also flying in 5G. I mean, have you ever been in an airplane? All of a sudden, all your organs bunch up and you're going, oh my God, you haven't moved and you're in cramping everywhere. Well, you're flying in some kind of energy that your body isn't really agreeing with. So when I fly, no matter, I do all of this, but I've got a Faraday hat for my head, for my brain. I've got a scarf because I also use it when I travel, for a mask. I've improvised. I have Faraday clothes. I have short sleeve shirt. I have long play. It's kind of like wearing long johns, okay? Not bad in the wintertime, but a little harsh in the summer. But I feel really good. I know I don't ever get cramped up anymore. It's just what you need to do nowadays. And that stuff is just not for flying, just for the Faraday stuff. You can use it all the time now, especially if you live around 5G. Just a thought. So that's what our lives have changed a lot, but I bet you they haven't changed because of radiation. And they should, just for you being conscious enough to do more protection for yourself and your family. I mean, if your kids are playing outside, you know, especially if they're young. And when I mentioned that, you know, each generation has been compromised. I'm 68. So when my mom was carrying me and my older brothers and sisters, they were doing nuclear testing in Nevada, which traveled all the way to Detroit. Okay. So when I was born, I'm sure it affected my mother when she was pregnant. You know, my DNA was compromised a little bit because of that. Now, the children that I have are also going to be compromised. But for me, I didn't give them any shots when they were growing up. So they have a better immune system than most people. However, they have been compromised. Young kids that have been born now, they are very compromised. And I'm not really surprised when these kids are having heart trouble. Not only because of the you know what, but because they're going out and they're running and they're playing. And if they had a weak heart because of radiation, what do you think that, you know what, is going to do to them? It's going to amplify that defect they have in them and make it worse. So to simply say, well, you know, these kids that are dying now never had a condition. Well, they probably never had a condition that you ever paid attention to or noticed, but it was there. There were underlying tones. So, I mean, it's quite a cocktail we live in, isn't it? We've got high radiation we're living in. We've got the you know what being pushed down on us. You've got chemtrails in the air. You've got GMOs. I mean, it's really amazing that we are still alive and we're breathing and we still function. And again, I owe it to the grace of God because, boy, you know, if it wasn't for the Creator, I don't think we would be here. And I'm very, very grateful for the grace. I don't know about you. So let's do a little bit of work geared toward nuclear reactors. So we're going to create a bubble of light really quick. Ooh, excuse me. And in this bubble, we're going to put in all the nuclear reactors. So I'm going to ask that you send energy into it. Oh my God, sorry, and I don't have a beer here, but I do burp up energy beforehand. So I'm not being crude, okay? It's better than farting and throwing up on my end. So as we're doing the energy work, I want you to do some creative visualizations and really imagine this happening, okay? So I want you real quick, take a deep breath, exhale everything that no longer serves you. Feel yourself connect with the Creator. All that incredible energy come pouring into your body, flow all the way down your legs, out your feet, into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, out your spine. I want you to feel totally consumed in this divine energy. So allow this energy now to flow down your arms, out your hands, into the center. We're forming a bubble of light and putting in all the elementals that create nuclear reactors anywhere in the world, okay? So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to all the elementals that are creating the nuclear challenge, air, earth, fire, water, wind, all metals, all misshapen elementals, to feel our love for you. We know you did not choose to become what you are now. And because our love for you, we call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to that which created you and anything that is trying to amplify this challenge, making it worse. As the ties are cut, we now call the violet flame to blaze through you over 100 million fold. We command all these elementals to now let their anger burn out through the violet flame. As the violet flame blazes through every cell, atom, molecule, transmuting all negative energy you had to take on and become. See the violet flame cleanse and purify helping the elementals release all their anger through the flame, as the violet flame is helping the elementals transmute their energy from dark to light. Love, let us now put our attention on. We call the higher selves of everyone on earth that is sending any energy to help calm the nuclear challenge in Japan, asking permission to work with all their energy and create one huge group energy. Now imagine in your mind's eye a beautiful bubble of healing energy forming now all over Japan and any nuclear reactor anywhere in the world. See everyone's energy joined together, creating this mass group energy of light that's now being directed into this bubble that's holding the energies in, which amplifies the healing even more. This energy is such a high healing vibration that is sending the elementals what they need to calm down and work in harmony with each other again. As all our energies are combined, we now call to all living masters, all magicians on the planet. The angels and the creator know who they are, for there are too many for me to name. As a group, I ask that they add their divine energy to the healing bubble over Japan and all the reactors. Let their energy now also be amplified over 100 million fold. We call to all the divas and highly evolved elementals to step in and help these elementals remember the shape they should now be in. We now call to the creator and whatever god, goddess, highly evolved beings that you work with to please step in, help us calm the nuclear reactors down. If humanity has any divine graces coming, let us draw on that karma now and ask it be applied to calming and stopping all that is nuclear. See all this high divine healing, love energy now combine and flow into the bubble. Imagine the elementals feeling all this love, remembering that they are on the planet to mirror beauty. We ask the elementals to now work and guide everyone who is trying to repair all the reactors, allowing themselves to be repaired. See all these people becoming divinely inspired on how to solve any problem that arises quickly, efficiently, and safely. See humans, angels, deities working together in harmony to calm the reactors down. Any life form that has been affected by any kind of radiation, we ask that their DNA strands are now reconnected to the creator, filling them up with so much light that their DNA becomes and stays healthy. God, we're asking for a big miracle here. We are united in love. You see the planet becoming a free, awakened planet, and we would love to continue to grow in that light. The planet is asking for divine intervention. Give us a chance to keep growing and evolving into the higher consciousness you dream for us to become. We are evolving. Send us your grace and wisdom. We need to clean up the nuclear mess. We are open to receiving your guidance. We ask that you also fill this bubble of light over Japan and all the reactors with your healing grace, anchoring the energy of heaven to earth. Really, God, we're open to any suggestions you want to give us. We are all open to receiving your divine words and willing to put them into divine action. Bring us all we need to overcome this challenge. Didn't you say that for every challenge, there is a solution? Well, we're open. Now I want you to fill it all up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in you, all the light workers on the planet, all life forms. And I'm going to ask that all dark energy overlays of any form be removed from all beings. And as that energy is removed, see everyone reconnect to the creator to become an awakened spiritual being, given all their divine missions and divine purposes. We're going to fill everyone up with so much divine energy that they're now magnets for everything they need. they're divine mates, they're twin flames, people to work with. They're going to fill up with so much magnet and magnetize all this divine abundance. So they have enough abundance to pay off all their bills, to fulfill all their divine missions, and to share with others. Fill all these beings up with divine joy. Let the reptilian brain be shut down and the God brain be activated. Now we're going to send love and light to everyone's heart chakra, and from there, let it flow to wherever you need it in your body to heal itself. Allow that energy to keep flowing and flowing and flowing. All right, so now let's take a deep breath and allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with all our cells, our atoms, our molecules, all our internal organs going all the way down into our DNA. So let's take a deep breath now and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so I'm gonna really quick give you some more health tips on radiation poisoning, cleansing radiation poisoning from our body. All right. Liquid iodine for the thyroid, and I'm going to go through this really quick, okay? Liquid iodine for the thyroid is good, can help you absorb some radiation. Miso soup and kelp, and just make sure the kelp isn't from Japan. Stock up on Epsom salt, and if you can't get a hold of that, plain salt will work. I know, I have did that just for years, okay? If you got to improvise, improvise. Peroxide, baking soda, and do a cleansing. Liquid vitamin D3 is awesome to use. And they're saying not only is it good for us to use for keeping our immune system, but it's good for us to keep our immune system up for all kinds of stuff going around, eh? And then again, whatever vitamins you need, make sure you get them in. Zinc, like I said, liquid vitamin D3 is great. You know, if you're using the pills don't work the same, because when you take that liquid, it just goes right into your body. And, you know, I've gotten rid of walking pneumonia just using liquid vitamin D3. And I know people hate to hear this, but when you're sick and feeling low, give yourself an enema. Oh my God. I know you're all saying that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Tell that to a 350-pound football player who's got worms. Yeah. So, and why segue to that? When you've got parasites, and it's so easy to get parasites, you can have a dog that has worms lick your face, ta-da! Eat at a bad restaurant where they're not really clean, okay? My favorite is have a baby who a dog has licked and gave the baby worms, and then the baby gives you an open mouth kiss. Ah, I know, it gives new meaning to baby kisses. So it's really easy to get parasites, walk barefoot, travel out of country. Ha ha ha. You know, like we can do that now. So you want to do a parasite cleanse around the full moon. Castor oil works really lovely for that. But you can also go online and Google it. There's a lot of ways to parasite cleanse. But when you parasite cleanse, as you kill the parasites, they leave a toxin. And the toxin that they leave is what will make you sick if you don't pull it out of the body. There you go. Enema. So when you give yourself an enema at the end of the day, you're pulling out all those toxins so it doesn't recirculate and you will heal quicker. Now, coming from someone who really resisted doing them for a long time, and then after finally did them, I really highly recommend, because you will stay healthier. And yeah, that's why grandma and great grandma did them. Old school stuff. So that is it for radiation. And I wanted to talk to you about World Enlightenment event, which is in December 24th. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. And you guys, you have to help promote it. If you don't help promote it, it's not going to happen. Okay. This is on a very low budget, like almost no budget. And it's word of mouth now. You have to use the word enlightenment. You have to share the event. And there is an awesome forum that I was donated. Thank you, Wix. You are really, really awesome. And if you don't know of Wix, they help you set up websites. And oh my God, I could not have done this. I mean, I could not have done this myself. And I did try to put one up myself. And when you compare the two, you're going to go, oh, we'll go with the one that she helped you put together. But you can make a remark. You can share what you're going to do for World Enlightenment. You got chance that you want for us to maybe, you know, say during the event. It will be live on UPRN and on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the Twitter even for people to join in. Now, I do chanting and I will put out the chants so you can make a copy. And if you see something that you really want me to add to it, I'll be more than happy. We're going to do it for a full hour at my store. And I would invite you all in to my store in person in Honoka'a, Hawaii. I had a really small store. So we will be doing it on live, you know, online, and you can join in, you know, where you are. You can pull together a group if you want and have everyone participate, or, you know, take the chance and do them yourself and in your group for that day. Where the point is really calling in that divine energy around everyone and helping them reconnect to the creator and becoming an awakened spiritual being. Because when that happens, when people are awakened, they know better. And really, guys, all your missions are going to be easier. Because when people are awakened, they're going to go, oh yeah, well, I get you now and I'm going to help. And it might even be their mission. But when you're an awakened spiritual being, you know better than to hurt or harm. So some of the chants that I do are really, really simple. And it's may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. You say that three times and you go on to the next chant, which we tweak a little bit. May divine enlightenment descend on humanity now. May divine enlightenment awaken within humanity now. Then you go on to the next one. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. And on and on and on. Okay, for the whole hour. And we're going to take turns doing that with a small group that shows. So I'm excited. We can make this a huge quantum leap and really go past all this stuff. Why not? If not us, who? And if not, when? When do you want to do it? How bad does the earth have to get before we shift it? And really, you know, and it's our destiny to reconnect to the creator and become awakened spiritual beings, the whole planet. Then really quantum leap far into that world of divine enlightenment. At least that's my belief. I mean, I'm not looking forward to AI robots controlling the world. And if we don't shift it, that's the direction it's going to go in. Cancel, clear, delete. Real quick, I want to send divine energy out to all those people out there that are going to the streets and protesting and standing up for their civil liberties and their rights. You know, maybe they be filled with divine inspiration and again, all the energy they need to go forward in a way where nobody will be hurt or harmed and they'll get their idea across and governments will listen. Because it is happening out there, just being censored quite a bit. People are, I mean, I think it's a huge enlightenment moment to see all those people, conscious people, and it didn't matter whether you're vaxxed or not, we're standing together for our rights and what is right. And it's exciting. I mean, when I see countries out there and people taking to the street, and we're talking thousands worldwide. So enlightenment is happening. People are awakening. So get excited, you know, and participate. If you have time, do some chanting. If you're doing dishes, do some chanting. If you're going out walking, you can do some chanting and call down that divine enlightenment. Yeah, I know. Too easy, right? Now, for those of you, if you are ever interested in a curse removal, you can go to my YouTube channel. Curse removals on there. Make sure you ask, look for the one that says 10 minutes. All soul retrievals on there, and that's taking back all your energy that you've given away or people have taken from you, with or without your permission, from all your incarnations, past, present, future, planetary. That takes an hour to do. And the curse removal takes like 10, 12 minutes. For those of you that want something more personal, you can actually call me up at my store in Hawaii. It's 808-775-9400. And I'm open usually from 9 to 4. I'm semi-retired. Cut me some slack here, okay? And if not, I have an answering machine. So I will call you back and we can make an appointment. Or you can come to Hawaii. Ooh, come into my store. You get a free mini massage with my angel light tools. You can lay on my angel light table. Wow, that was fun. You can come hug my big 1,000-pound Earthkeeper crystal, Ela, that's behind me. Or you can call me up and we can do some energy work over the phone. It's on you. Or you can do it on your own. Got any questions? You can write me. Facebook, Kathy Bilski, Twitter, Kathy Bilski, YouTube, Kathy Bilski. You know, if you want people to find you, you want to make it easy, okay? So thanks for tuning in. And, you know, guys, kind of remind people out there that we are also living in a highly radiated Earth. And I believe that, you know, they need to be careful, but I believe magic can shift it. Energy work. The Earth is a planet of magic. And we can do it if we put all our minds together. We can quantum leap the world into divine enlightenment and then work on getting rid of the radiation. We can do it. I know we can. On that note, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, which is next week. Have it very safe. And if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. And do something wonderful for someone who's homeless for the holidays. And on that note, I will see you next week. Have a lovely, lovely week. Have a happy holiday. Make it safe. Aloha. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And again, this is Friday, November 19th, 2021. Good night.